This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Happy Sunday, everybody. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this program, we're always talking real estate and what's going on in the world nationally, as well as right here at home in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web at charlottesvilleinsights.com or visit our fan page on Facebook, Charlottesville Insights, where we've got podcasts of our previous shows, as well as lots of useful real estate information. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Check out their website, movementmortgage.com, for all the latest information on interest rates and what's going on there. Well, today's another big day in Central Virginia. It's a beautiful Sunday, and it's a big day for real estate. There's several different ways to get your real estate fix. For us, we're in the Daily Progress today. There's a full-page ad with photos and directions to all of our open houses. Also, realestate3.com can direct you to different open houses, homes that are open today for you to take a look at. We also have a new way to get your real estate fix. Check out Real Estate 3 TV. That's on every Sunday at 7, 10, and 11:30 on ABC, CBS, and Fox TV. On that show, you'll be able to see pictures and descriptions of a lot of homes that are for sale. You'll also see some live video of homes that are for sale. So check out Real Estate 3 TV. You can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle. I'm sending out real estate news all throughout the week as we track this recovering real estate market. Well, we're going to have some fun today on the show. We have my good friend Joe Jenkins. Joe the Toe is with us. Joe is the vice president of Henkel Citizens Insurance and a former kicker for UVA. So we share that, have that in common. So we're going to talk a little bit of real estate, some insurance, and most definitely be talking UVA football. But first, I want to take a quick look at the real estate headlines this week. Lots of news going on. The first article I want to mention is from the Business Insider. There is now no doubt that rising mortgage rates are hitting the housing market. So in this article, you can check it out on my Twitter site. They have a couple of data points that I want to point out. Interesting that mortgage applications fell 13.5% from a week ago, and the mortgage applications are at a five-year low. So we're going to talk about that a little bit on the show, what that means. Refinancing has plunged 20% since the lowest level, and it's the lowest level since 2009. Again, we're going to talk about that on this show a little bit. The good news is the average 30-year fixed mortgage, well, actually, the average 30-year fixed mortgage is now 4.8%. That's a full point higher than it was earlier in this year. But really, the good news that we're starting to see in the economy is that jumbo loans are back, and the jumbo loans, which are loans over $417,000, they're very similar rate-wise to a conforming, so they're right in that 4.8 or less than 5% mortgage. So that's certainly having an impact on our marketplace here. We're going to talk about that on the show. Second article I want to mention, there was a survey that came out. Actually, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, from the corporate standpoint, did a survey. Affluent homebuyers will give up space for amenities. Again, this article is on my Twitter feed, but there's a couple things I thought that was interesting. Today's luxury buyers won't live in a home that isn't tech-friendly. So we see the importance of making sure that homes are wired appropriately and lots of secure Wi-Fi in these homes today. The other data point in this article was most believe home ownership is a better investment than the stock market. And lastly, the affluent home buyers of today would rather live in a smart home than a green home. Last article, real quick, from the National Association of Home Builders. Eye on the economy. Home sales slip in July. New homes and resales dipped in July, but this is not indicative of a larger retreat for the overall economy and housing. According to the National Association of Home Builders, demand will continue to grow with labor market expansion, unlocked pent-up demand, and improving overall economic environment. I believe that to be true. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. Be right back with Joe Jenkins. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Tree.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And on the program today, we have Joe Jenkins, Vice President of Henkel Citizens Insurance. We're going to talk some real estate, some insurance. We're certainly going to talk about UVA football. But, Joe, let's talk about from your perspective. You're certainly a celebrity in this town. But for those on our show that don't know you, tell folks a little bit about how you ended up in Charlottesville. Of course, we want to include that football part.
That was the main reason I'm in Charlottesville, okay. By the way. I came from Madison County on a farm, so I couldn't really spell Charlottesville until I got here. And played football, tried to make it 1 year in the pros with the Baltimore Colts and got cut. So came back and I had to sit down and ask myself what I wanted to do. And my dad said, you know, maybe you ought to give insurance a shot because the guy that I see, that's my insurance agent, is always playing golf and he makes a lot of money. And I thought, that's a pretty good idea. So I started in Culpeper, Virginia, in the insurance business and hated it. Got out of it I was in it for a year, and a buddy of mine named David Sloan called me up and said, why don't you come to Charlottesville and work with me in this telemarketing group? So I did, and worked there for about a year, and then worked for Real Estate 3 for 3 years.
All
back
right.
When Jimmy Carter was in office, and rates went from about 8% to about 18%, so I didn't have a very successful career there. And so I figured I needed a real job, so I talked to a guy named W.A. Pace,
oh, yes.
A local guy who was in National Bank and Trust at the time. W.A. said, well, come down here and we'll give you a job. So I did. Lasted there about a year because I got pretty bored there. I learned how to smoke. And after I learned how to smoke, I just said, I got to get out of here. So David Sloan then called me again, and he said, why don't you come to this restaurant called Charlie's? And so I worked as a restaurant manager for 3 years, and then after that got back in insurance, and I've been there ever since. So that was back in 1983.
And so you were with Henkel since 1983?
No, I was with another firm in Charlottesville called HRH Insurance. And when I left HRH in 1993, I went to Henkel Citizens Insurance and been there ever since.
Well, you certainly mentioned some celebrities in this town. You certainly, I want to touch on, even though he's with another firm, David Sloan, one of the great guys ever to walk around in Charlottesville, a super real estate agent. And how did you enjoy working with him?
Well, working with him, we played a lot. it was David was my roommate in college, along with Bill Copeland and a guy named Jim Wicks, who's in the construction business. And we had some great times, obviously, at Virginia, because that was the time where we had Easter's weekend, one of the biggest parties in the country. And we didn't know any better, and we fell right on into all the festivities of Easter's weekend and just had the best time that we could possibly find during that 4 years. So we had quite a lot of stories that we can tell on one another, but probably couldn't do it on the radio.
My freshman year at UVA was the first year that they canceled Easter.
So sorry.
No, never got that. Let me go back to your kicking, because we share that. Have you, during your high school days, was kicking your thing, or you're a big, strong athlete? I imagine they had you other places on the field as well.
Yeah, I played offensive line for a while and defensive line, and then I went to tight end my senior year, and quarterback I played there as well, and defensive end mainly, then punted and kicked. So I had a lot of duties. I didn't like to get hit a lot, so I landed as a kicker.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I made 2 tackles in college and dislocated my shoulder both times, so it's pretty indicative of why I wasn't a real athlete.
Did you ever make any real clutch kicks or game-winning kicks that you can remember back in those days?
Well, you know, we won 11 games in 4 years.
Yes.
It wasn't pretty. Mm-hmm. We had 3 head coaches in 4 years. Mm-hmm. It was not a great experience, but we played, get this, VMI my sophomore year, and I think I beat them on an extra point.
Yes.
So it was, but I had some pretty good games. You know, I had a great – I held the – long-distance record briefly, but I held it for a while. My freshman year, we played Virginia Tech down in Lane Stadium, and I kicked a 48-yarder.
Wow.
So that was at the time the longest kick in Virginia history. And so I had some of those kinds of kicks, but nothing that really lasted.
Mm-hmm. I had, and our listeners have heard this story before, I had the privilege when I was a soccer player, as you know, that was converted to a field goal kicker, and I had the pleasure when I played for Coach Welsh, who wasn't very kicker friendly, by the way. He didn't much care for kickers, but I had the privilege of beating Al Groh with a last second kick down at Wake Forest. So when Al was in town, I would frequently remind him of that kick, and he didn't much care for kickers. It's coaches don't like kickers.
They really don't, and understandably, because you know, while everybody else is really getting it on over on another field, we're over talking and drinking water and, you know, locking people in.
Yeah, we'd get yelled at for water fights. Tell us about your perspective on this real estate market. I imagine you've been busy from the insurance standpoint.
Jeff, we have. We've, in the last 2 years, well, more or less a year and a half, noticed a lot of people who are buying houses for the first time or buying houses, new houses, getting out of the outsized with the ones they had, and noticed a lot of refinancing. And from an insurance standpoint, every time you refinance, you have to almost begin again with a brand new application and process. So it's quite labor intensive. So we've noticed that. We've noticed people buying cars again. So the economy's loosening a little bit. People are buying things again and then having to insure them.
Is there anything for our listeners when it comes to homeowners insurance? Is there anything that somebody really needs to look for, or is it homeowners insurance is homeowners insurance? I mean, is there a certain thing that you promote that?
The biggest thing that I can tell you, after being in the business 20-some years, I've noticed that there is a huge difference in the way that claims are handled with insurance companies. Right. And that's you can buy insurance, and if you never have a claim, you never experience this. But once you have a claim, you really tell whether somebody's your partner or not. And we see a huge difference in the service, claim service, between one company and another. And typically you have to pay for that.
I gotcha. Well, that's so it really is. You don't know how important it is until you have some challenge.
You really don't. And one of the things that we do is jump in at Hankel Citizens Insurance. As your local agent, we jump into claims and fight through the companies with you.
We actually had a question come in this week, and we're going to get to some questions. I want to hit this question before the break. It actually came in. Good timing to have Joe Jenkins on the show with us with Hankel Citizens. Billy and Crozet wrote in this week, what is an umbrella insurance policy and why in the world would I ever need one?
Umbrella insurance is a catastrophic liability insurance policy, but sits over and above your underlying auto and home liability. For example, if you're in your car and you have minimum state liability limits, which some of the television commercial companies promote because it's low limits, but if you have an accident with one of those people, you don't have your own insurance, or they don't have enough insurance in place. You have an umbrella policy, it can actually step in and pay for those catastrophic type of limits that may come into play with that. This is catastrophic liability insurance. If you're in your car, you have an accident, hit a school bus, and your limits are only $250,000 for the accident or $500,000 for the accident, it could be well above those limits. And this umbrella policy comes in million-dollar increments above your underlying liabilities. And this helps to give you peace of mind if you have that catastrophic issue come into place.
That's interesting. I didn't actually realize that it was both, you know, I hear about it for folks that have rental property.
Right.
If somebody slips on the sidewalk, they want to have umbrella insurance that will help with that. But I've never heard it on the auto side, but that makes sense. Is the same policy covers both?
Yes, and that's where the biggest chance of catastrophic loss is behind the wheel of a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joe Jenkins with Hankel Citizens. We actually have time for I'm gonna ask you this one. Getting back to your kicking days, you don't see anybody kicking toe style anymore. Were you one of the last toe guys?
I was. I think Russ Henderson, who was right after me, kicked straight on for 2 years until they got a real kicker here, which was a soccer style kicker.
Right. Well, they had a guy down at Virginia Tech not too long ago that was a toe style kicker, but you really don't. You don't see it.
You don't. I guess because soccer has become so much a part of the younger culture, athletic culture now in America. I remember when I was in high school, we never saw soccer till my senior year, which was 1973 in Madison County.
Right.
You know, we just didn't know what it was. And now all the younger kids are playing it, and it's a natural motion, as you well know, when you kick a ball. It's kind of a natural motion, more natural than kicking it straight
well,
on.
Well, growing up an old Redskins fan, I'm certainly used to seeing Mark Mosley in those days. I imagine he was probably an idol of yours back then.
He was. In fact, I got when I was trying out with the Colts, I got a chance to see him kick along with Mike Bragg and and Joe Theismann was returning punts for the Washington Redskins. He'd just come down from Canada.
That's awesome. Well, this is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Joe Jenkins in just a moment. Don't go away.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/MikeB.
Michael Pieczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. NC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney. We have Joe Jenkins, Vice President of Hankel Citizens, on the program with us today. I would highly recommend giving Joe a call if you're interested in any type of insurance. Joe, I'm going to now dive into some UVA football, and we actually have a couple questions that have come in on that. Talk to me, your opinion on the Oregon game. Was that what you expected? Were you hoping we'd do a little bit better? What do you think?
Yeah, I was absolutely hoping we would kind of hold them down a little bit more than we did. What I noticed about Oregon was everybody saw the speed, but I noticed the blocking of the offensive line, the blocking of the wide receivers downfield. Their execution of the blocks was just wonderful, it looked like we couldn't get off their blocks, and so therefore they had a lot of running room. They had a lot of people open. And we had no answer for their quarterback. That's the offensive part of it. From our perspective, I really thought our offense would have improved a little bit more than they have. I know they're going against a great Oregon defense, very quick, very strong. But I would sure like to see David Watford, you know, start beating people, running the ball, not just throwing it, but running it. Making himself more of a weapon,
right?
And maybe that would loosen up the defense a little bit, so they'd have to put a spy on him and give some other people some room to get open.
So far, are you sold on Mr. Watford as our quarterback?
Again, it's too early to tell. We played against two really good defenses, BYU and Oregon. I think he needs. He's obviously got great talent. I think he does possess the talents to be a dual threat. I just really would like to see him more on the move than a pocket passer.
Right, right. Well, that quarterback for Oregon is one of the best. That was one of the best athletic performances that I have seen live. Our Virginia fans are not going to like it when I say this, but Michael Vick, what he did at Scott Stadium, he played at a different level. I go back, Michael Jordan, when he came to University Hall. I got to see Randy Moss when he was in college at Marshall, got to see him play. This guy seemed like he was at a completely different level than everybody else. And, of course, my kids like the running back, and I thought that was really good too, but I thought that quarterback was something really special.
Well, no question about it. Now, that begs the question, if we had more pressure on him, how would have he responded to that pressure? And I don't think, you know, maybe Clemson can put that pressure. Maybe Alabama can get some more pressure on him. He does seem to have a great feel for the game. He knows where the receivers are very fast and can get space, can get open. And plus, he's got this running back in the backfield that seems to be the fastest guy I've ever seen at Scott Stadium. So it was really impressive.
Let me ask you this question. You're probably the only other person in Charlottesville that can empathize with my head scratching when I believe it was the first quarter, and we had fourth down, and we could have kicked what would have been about a 52-yard field goal. And it was a nice hot day, and you know, as a kicker with a nice hot day, your leg is live. And the kid the week before had kicked a 53 in the rain, and you also know, of all people, kicking in the rain, that ball, it just soaks up the wetness, and so it ends up being about twice as heavy, so very difficult to kick in the rain. He hits a 53 in the rain, yet we're not going to send him on for a 51 on a hot day. Maybe that's just because I'm an old kicker, but I was scratching my head saying, take some points there.
Yeah, we were, you know, as kickers, we're chomping at the bit to get in the game and make those kicks. But I can tell you, as as an offensive coordinator or a head coach, you want to send a message to the other team that you're not backing down from them.
Right.
And I think that's what Coach London really wanted to do, was, you know, challenge his offensive line, his offensive team, to get a first down and keep the ball.
So to close out the UVA football discussion for now, Mr. London, what do you think of him so far? I mean, you and I know he's a great person. We'd love our sons to play for
Absolutely.
Him. Absolutely. What do you think the job he's done so far while he's been in Charlottesville?
I would say that they've definitely, you can tell a difference between last year and this year as far as the way the game is being coached and the overall administration of the game. You know, I would say, though, again, we're playing against some of the best competition in the country right now.
True.
And so, and you come out of the gate with brand new coaches and unproven players, young players. They've got to have a chance to mature. I think Mike has surrounded himself with a great nucleus of people who can help him get the job done. And so I would like to see a little patience on Wahoo Nation's part with Mike. But I think Mike would be the first one to tell you, if he is not getting the job done, if the players aren't responding, if game administration isn't improving, he'd probably be the first one to tell you that he'd probably agree that he needs just to back off a little bit and maybe step away. But, you know, I think that he has made such a tremendous impact in the young people's lives that he's touched, that it goes far beyond football. But again, you have to look at Wahoo Nation, the people who are putting up the money, the people who are sitting in the seats. What are they going to – are they going to be patient? You know, I don't think they are. I think, you know, when you see a coach making a lot of money and the team's not doing well, you know, that they're just not going to put up with that.
So we play 12 games. What's your number of victories for us this year? Now, give me your brain, not your heart.
Brain?
Yes.
Brain says six.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brain says six.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think we can do that. I'm going to try to hit one more question here before we wrap up. This is actually my other sport. Somebody wrote in this week, Michelle in Keswick. What do you think of the UVA soccer teams this year? Well, I haven't seen either of them play yet, but I do believe that the UVA women's soccer team, I will definitely get out and see them play. They have, bar none, the best player in the country, and Morgan Bryan. I have seen her play. She's worth the price of admission, and when you have a special player like that, that the whole game flows through her, I think this really could be the year for Steve Swanson to go deep. You know, hopefully Final Four for him. That'd be really nice for him to get to that Final Four. And I think with a little bit of luck, you could be looking at national champions there. Michelle, my answer on the UVA men's team, there's so much parity in men's college soccer today. You can be the 10th ranked team in the country, but you might be fourth in the ACC and third in the state. I mean, it's really tough in our area. And so have you know George Galnovich, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
great guy.
Big fan of George's. I would also say that I've heard about Virginia women's soccer, and I've heard they are the real deal. They are the Alabama of women's soccer these days, and they are definitely worth something. Take some time, go watch them play, because it's going to be a while before you see that kind of talent again.
Joe Jenkins, thanks for being on the show. Everybody have a great Sunday. This is Charlottesville Insights. We'll see you next week.